This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
In the studio now, we have Jam Wilson, the writer and director behind Soliloquy, which is an intimate and modern reimagining of Shakespeare's Hamlet, which will be taking place as part of the Hamilton Arts Festival. There will be showings on Sunday the 22nd of Feb, Wednesday the 25th of Feb, and Sunday the 1st of March. Jam, thanks very much for joining me in the studio. I am quite passionate about Hamlet, having learnt about it at school, having studied it at school, as I'm sure a lot of our listeners will have. And I guess it's been an intrinsic part of people's, you know, sort of literary development.
For sure.
But this is a really interesting reinterpretation in Soliloquy. Yep. Do you want to tell us about that?
Sure. So it's a, reimagining of Hamlet through kind of a modern New Zealand, specifically kind of masculine mental health lens, and how Hamlet as a character is this very he's stuck inside himself and he can't open up and he can't he's repressing all his feelings and he's all the actions that he takes is because he just can't talk about his feelings. And I found when I was writing this, that's a very interesting parallel to the way that masculine mental health in New Zealand is kind of represented, and that sort of stigma around mental health and talking about your feelings and that sort of bottling up effect. And so I was interested to see how those feelings of sort of grief and love and mental health can be explored again in a modern context within that original text and in a new text as well.
What brought about your idea specifically to reinterpret Hamlet?
So it comes from when I did my master's thesis. It was originally a research project for that thesis of talking about the dramaturgical process of adaptation and how what writers and directors and whole production crews can take on when you're thinking about adaptation. What are people expecting to see and how can you subvert those ideas? And I thought Hamlet was a really good one to take because everyone has their expectations of, it's like what you just said about that being the sort of literary crux of a lot of people's education is, so people have this idea of what Hamlet is and how Hamlet looks and how Hamlet feels. So how can you both play to that and subvert that to get a kind of new and different lens and interpretation? Yeah.
So what is the setting of Soliloquy?
So the idea is that it's a young man going to scatter his dad's ashes at a cliff top. So there's, it's an outdoor, there's a park bench, that kind of thing. Standing over a railing, like a safety railing, and he's there and he just can't let go of his dad's ashes. And then that's where the story blossoms from.
Wow. That's very, very poignant note to start on, as Shakespeare's works are. But it's great to be reinterpreting it in a modern light. And certainly the audiences will enjoy it. You're having it in the Japanese Garden of Contemplation, which is just perfect.
It's a beautiful spot for a show like this. It's just this really tranquil and quiet and reflective and contemplative spot. So, I walked in there, I went, this is the one I want. This is the one I really, really want. And I was quite lucky to get it. So.
Yeah, fantastic. So you've run this production a couple of times before,
before. So we premiered back in 2024 at the Meteor. And then last year we did a production for high school students. So like during the day, high school students, and we did some workshops and stuff afterwards. And so this is our third. Version of it, the second like proper public one, but third production.
Awesome. I suppose the high school students would have been familiar with Hamlet.
A lot of them really loved it as well, which was really cool. Being able just to talk to them afterwards in sort of a more intimate like workshop setting with sort of only 10 students at a time, and a lot of them were like, this is really cool, like, and kind of were like, can I get the script, I want to read it again, and all this sort of stuff. So it really resonated with people, which I'm really happy about.
Hamlet is a very emotional story. Absolutely. Extremely emotional, but Soliloquy is going to make it accessible for a wider range of people, isn't it?
So it's Hamlet in a lot of the ideas, and there's moments that are you can go, oh, that's Hamlet, or there's like iconography, like the moment with the skull is represented, the thing that everyone thinks of when they think of Shakespeare, that's the image that they think of. So that's going to be, that'll be seen at a very poignant part of the play, and it's, so it's using what people expect, and then the rest of the story is how that develops and changes, and those little changes can alter the way that people think about the story as well.
I'm particularly interested in this mention, given that we are in the media right now, we're talking in a media platform. The soliloquy takes a look at Shakespeare's Hamlet, examining how our experience, relationships and interactions with media shape our worldview. Mm. Very, very poignant and very, very relevant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of, I guess it's the way that I write, is very kind of pop cultural as well. So there's a lot of using modern day media, quote unquote, to kind of understand moments and kind of, you know, they're talking about, there's a big scene that about halfway through the show where they're talking about death and what happens after death and where do we go? And then they start talking about like the movie Coco, for example, the Pixar movie, that sort of stuff. And they're using things that they've seen to kind of go, oh, it's like this, and this is how that, and that's how I've interpreted that, and that's how I understand that. And there's like references to Lion King, of course, and that sort of stuff. But yeah, it's using media to go, oh, that's how I can understand a worldview, or how I can understand a moment for myself. And it's these, the whole play is Hamish, the main character, kind of chipping away at his psyche, I suppose, and trying to work out what's going on wrong with him and open himself up. So he's using, yeah, the things that he knows and he recognizes and he loves, but he won't say that he loves, to understand himself and the world around him.
That's great. And thinking about, you know, understanding popular culture narratives and attaching those to lived situations, that ties right back to Shakespeare. Oh, right there.
Exactly. Like, when I was doing my master's, there's this really great quote I found where someone said Shakespeare was the closest thing to a soap opera they had in the day, because it's all just love and death and violence and all this, the things that you just see on trashy TV. And now we just associate that with super high, like high theater, high drama, because of the language. There's that big language barrier. But yeah, it is. They're just these really base level emotions. It's the most human form of expression, yeah.
Mm. Do you still use some of the old linguistics, or is it basically converted to
the whole show is in kind of modern speak? There, I mean, there's references to those lines, and there's the only use of the language is them explicitly referencing Shakespeare.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's all modern language.
Yeah, that's what I was sort of thinking, if there'd be the references in there. Yeah. And you're like, hey.
There's a Macbeth references of all thing. And then I think the very last line of the show is from Hamlet. So
Yeah. Fantastic. Soliloquy will be taking place on Sunday the 22nd of February from 4:30 until 5:45. Also on Wednesday the 25th of February from 5:30 until 6:45. And then on Sunday the 1st of March from 4 p.m. until 5:15 p.m. So that's Soliloquy as part of the Hamilton Arts Festival at the Japanese Garden of Contemplation at Hamilton Gardens. Just perfect. So Jan Wilson, writer-director, thank you very much for joining us on The Free Breakfast.
Thank you so much.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.